Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, Amazing Race fans, it's Jessica Lees with your exit interview for Season 36, Episode 2. Today, we're talking to Chris and Mary, the father-daughter team who were eliminated last night in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. So let's go ahead and bring them in now. Chris and Mary, hi.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Thanks so much for being here with us. I'm sorry it's so soon in the race.
We've known for a while.
Well, yeah, just a little bit, huh?
About a year and a half, so it's... It's not like it's
a lot of time to process.
Yeah, we have processed everything.
So I will say the tears came flowing up yesterday, and I actually didn't realize or didn't remember that I was crying at the pit stop at the very end. And so all the emotions came flooding up again, but we're just so lucky to have been a part of it.
Fantastic experience on both parts. Just wouldn't change it for the world.
Well, I think your enthusiasm and your gratitude for the whole experience really shone through. But I would really love to know more about your Amazing Race journey. I mean, they touch on it in the episode, but when was the point when you decided you wanted to take the leap from watching the show to being on the show?
Yeah, so it's funny. So my mom was the big fan when I was growing up. And so that's how we got into the show. And we've watched it over the years, but never really imagined ourselves applying. And it was like the summer of 2022, I saw the casting call for like, hey, last call. And I was like, let's just do it. Like, why not? Like, you know, life is short. If you don't try, you're already saying the answer is no. And so we went home and we applied and coincidentally applied on what would have been the 15th anniversary of my mom and dad's wedding anniversary. And so I feel like it was my mom calling down on us and saying, it's your time, like, go for it. Like, this is the adventure of a lifetime. Like, we have such a close relationship. And yeah, it was just serendipitous.
So we just sat on our little couch in our little apartment, talked for 3 minutes, just generally about stuff, laughed. And we sent in the audition tape.
Didn't think we were going to get a call back.
We were joking around. Hey, did Hollywood call you? Oh no, did they call you? But sure enough, about a week later, we got a call. So we've been trying to call you. You guys still want to be on the show.
And we had only applied once. And so we kept like hitting all the hurdles and like, they're passing us through and we're going to the next step. And we were like, wait, this is really happening now?
I think if you're not aware of it, anybody can do it, but it's a big process. There's a million little hurdles you have to get through, and somehow we just kept getting over the hurdle,
like, okay,
making it to the next step. And before I knew it,
we're on the beach.
Well, before that, we were on a Zoom with CBS, and yeah. Then the next thing, and pretty much we're in Puerto Vallarta, like a private jet too, because of COVID. Time, which they don't really show that, but what a treat that was to be on the.
My dad said to me, he goes afterwards, he goes, we're on the beach, and Phil says go, and I'm like, wait a second,
wait a minute.
Have to race,
really,
like,
race?
Happening.
No one told me this.
It felt like a dream. Like, we're like, this is so surreal. Like, it's
but I
crazy.
And I as you know, I am the falling man for the race. And but we had done sprints up and down that beach all morning. Full out sprints. I'm 60 years old. I was just gassed. And with the fall, though, I have to redeem myself. That was wet grass. There was also a cameraman that fell, but of course they don't show that, you know. And I actually love it. They could show that a million times. I'm no fall guy. Whatever.
You're far from the first person to fall in the Amazing Race.
Exactly.
Well, I can tell you too. I said, you know, we came in, you know, second, but you know, we've done
second to
last. But we've done better than 72 people, and as good or better than 144. So that's how I'm putting it, legitimizing it. So.
Yeah, statistics mean nothing. It's fine. You guys had fun. I think that's the most important thing there.
Yeah, I keep I keep joking that all the clips make it seem like I'm like on a vacation. I'm like, I get to the wrestlers. I'm like, this is exciting. And like, the beach is beautiful. And like, enjoy the ocean breeze. And I was like, I just like to enjoy the journey, not just the destination.
I think Phil did a little review of the teams and he said, Chris and Mary, they look like they just want to have a good time. I don't know if they care about the million, but.
We do. I wanted to win so bad, but.
So had you done a lot of traveling before, like either together or separately?
No. So my mom immigrated from Guatemala. So we had gone to Guatemala as a family, but like primarily with my mom. And then like he would come and then we went to like Miami for 3 days, which was like our big vacation we signed up for. But we like haven't really done a lot of like on foot traveling or like anything kind of crazy. So this is a new experience for us.
We love the beach and we're in Massachusetts. We love the beach and we do have some great beach weather, summertime. So we're tons of day trips together.
But
so
no many long trips.
We've been to Miami a couple of times together. Yeah. I have a sister that lives in Vermont, so we've traveled, but nothing like the Amazing Race, for sure. Well,
there's nothing like it in general.
No, it really isn't.
Exactly.
So I want to talk a little bit about what we've seen in the first two legs, because my understanding is that in the first leg, at the back of the pack there was like maybe 2 minutes separating everybody at most. Was that still true at the end of the second leg?
So we had gotten to the face painting and had seen Sean and Michelle and one or two other teams. And at that point,
you talk about the second leg or the first leg?
Second leg.
Okay. Yep.
So he had his, you know, issue on the bridge where his leg had cramped up and he was super dehydrated. And I was trying to feel a little defeated and I'm a very positive person. So it takes me a lot to get to that point where I'm like, oh, we're really in trouble. But then we got to the face painting and I was like, there are teams here. Like, we're still in this. And then from there to Richard Burton's and Elizabeth Taylor's house, it was probably like an uphill walk. And we had like gotten nearly there. And I was like, he was exhausted. I'm like, there's another hill. Like, do we want to get up there? And by the time we got there, like, it was just filled on the mats. We didn't see any other teams on our way there.
Sean and Michelle told us we were about 10 minutes behind. Yeah. Them. So all said and done, we were about 10 minutes in. From the second to last place.
Yeah. And my biggest fear was, I was like, I do not want Phil to come to us. I was like, if it did, it did,
but we didn't.
I was like, we are going to finish. He goes, I'm not going to quit. I was like, that's not our nature. Like, we may be struggling, but we're going to finish this. Like, we're going to get ourselves to that mat.
I absolutely give any team that has struggled on other seasons so much credit, but I just wanted to get to the second pit stop. The first one was like, oh my God, I can't believe we're here.
I know he got like some extra gas and like booked it to the mat. I was like, where did that come from?
That raises an interesting question then. Like, what is the most surprising thing as people that have watched the show for years and now have been on the show? What is the most surprising thing that you wouldn't know from just sitting at your couch watching TV?
Yeah, I mean, you watch a 60-minute or 90-minute episode and you're like, whoa, everything's go, go, go. And the teams are making decisions so fast and they're moving so quickly. And I think you don't realize, A, how much time it actually takes, like the whole day. And then B, like how alone you are, like you're really racing with your partner and navigating these streets and these routes all by yourself. And so I think taking a moment is not going to cost you the race. What's going to cost you the race is those extra steps and getting lost. And like, we should have stopped and been like, we need a map. Like, we're not going to waste our energy. And I think, you know, sometimes the teams can be seen as like, why are you being so slow? And like, why are you taking your time? And it's like, fast isn't always best. Like, efficiency and having the right directions is what is going to get you there. And even as fans watching the show, like, you're so tunnel vision, it's so chaotic. Your adrenaline is pumping like higher than it's ever been. And I think
crazy. We were not hydrated. I was not hydrating correctly. It was really hot. Our camera guy said that he thought he had logged in. We had gone about 8 miles that day walking with the backpacks and the heat and everything. And everybody was sweating and just, I could not get enough water in me.
Yeah. And I mean, these were tough teams. Like, you see there's Bailey and Anthony are young, fit guys. You have ex-NFL, you have FBI, you have the military. And so they're all like sprinting around the beach and we're like, do we have to sprint? Yeah. Like, do we have to start?
They were sweating too. So can you imagine the 60-year-old guy? But my hope would be, you know, Mary is definitely more physically fit than myself. My cardio was not up to speed. I also underestimated the amount of running, but I hope Mary gets a redemption season. She gets to go on with the young younger person improve.
I know. I regret that my competitiveness didn't come through, because I think I am a very nice person, but you can be nice and competitive and cutthroat. Like, I can smile to your face and then, you know, do stuff behind your back. And I think, you know, with like the one in Shane, for example, like my instinct is to be very nice because that's what's helped me get ahead in my professional and personal life. And I've, you know, gotten promotions at work or made good relationships that are beneficial by being a nice person. And so I think you can be nice, but still be a competitive and motivated person. And so I wish that had come through a little bit more.
It's kind of hard. No, I mean, honestly, like that, this cast, every single person, every single one is just super nice. Yeah. They're just really genuinely nice people. Maybe it doesn't make for enough villains or whatever, but it's kind of hard not to be nice. You become your family very quickly. Yeah. We are going to talk to them even now on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We've traveled to see a lot of people. But I hope Mary gets on another season without you.
Well, who would you want to race with, Mary?
I don't know. So one of my little cousins is like very athletic, very smart. And so I'm like, she might be a good, you know, person to race with. I also
18 years old.
I know. Well, yeah, she's almost 18. And so I'm like, maybe in a few years I can come on with my cousin. I have a coworker who's also like a huge fan of The Amazing Race and like very smart and very fit. And so I'm like, she might be, you know, a good alternative partner. But who knows? I feel like I'm an only child. And so I'm like, I can be a team player, but I like to be on my own. And so I like to kind of like rely on myself and like only have myself to blame or, you know, look to for saying I did this on my own. And a lot of the things that I've done is I like paved my own path. Like I, you know, went to college and got a four-year degree and got my master's, like all because I wanted to do it. And so I'm a very self-motivated person. So who knows?
Mary was definitely good there on the race to give me the push that I needed, the gentle push. Yeah.
Well, sure. I did want to, before, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I did want to talk a little bit about the detour before we, before I have to let you go. So you started off at the flag detour and then you ended up switching. So what was the impetus for choosing that one in the first place? And how long were you there before you realized it wasn't working?
We thought the flag was going to be a breeze. Hey, Shane, I still, to this day, even after watching last night, I don't know what we're supposed to do. And I think most of the teams, very confused, could not find any differentiate in the pattern. We cut it down a couple of times that we put it back up and we just, I don't know what the heck we're doing here.
I think also in that first leg, we had opted for the physical challenge, which honestly was a blessing in disguise that we didn't have the horses. And so then when we got to the second leg, we're like, okay, let's do the mental challenge. Like we've exerted ourselves enough. And then it was just impossible. And the balloons ended up being the easier option there. So I think if we had done the balloons first, like that would have bought us some time. And like hindsight is obviously 2020, but we had tried the physical that didn't work out. And, you know, thankfully, but then we were like, let's try mental this time first. So,
and as you saw, though, I think there was only one team that completed the flags. Everybody said, see ya.
Yeah.
I still don't know what the correct pattern was.
Yeah, it was a little bit confusing. I don't think it translated well to TV either, honestly.
One blur of colored whatever.
Yeah. So is there anything else you want us to know about?
I'm just so thankful to have done this with my dad. You know, I think people are like, they weren't fast enough or she's too nice. But I wanted to make sure that we were going to enjoy this once in a lifetime opportunity and to be able to look back at it with like a fond memory. And I think I knew very early on that we weren't going to be strong, fast competitors.
You know, who doesn't want to win $1 million? But ultimately, we came in last place, second to last. It didn't matter. We were just so thrilled to be a part of this show. I mean, just to get on it. I mean, it's still surreal, even a year and a half later. Yeah. We're just besides ourselves and being so happy and being involved with Amazing Race.
Really. I mean, I wanted $1 million. I wanted to win. I still felt like I got to that mat and I was like, I have a lot of race left in me.
There's a lot of tough competition.
Yeah, it was not easy. And I think when we got to that starting line, we were like, whoa, like, what did we get ourselves into?
Well, it's been so fantastic getting to talk to you. And I love your energy. I love your enthusiasm. You're so much fun to watch on the race and hope you won't be strangers.
Thank you. So nice talking to you.
You too. All right. That was Chris and Mary, your 12th place finishers for Amazing Race 36. Just a really fun team to talk to. I think that the best story. I really loved hearing about what a positive experience it was for them. So keep it right here in the Amazing Race and or Rehab Ups feed, as later today, Mike Bloom and I will be joined by Lewis and Michelle from season 34 to recap the episode. And if you're a Facebook person, please join us in our Amazing Race on RHAP discussion group, which you can find by searching Amazing Race on RHAP on Facebook, or you can go to robhasawebsite.com/tar group, and that will redirect you right to there. We have about 550 members right now, and the discussion is robust. We hope you'll join us there. You can also follow me on Twitter or Insta at Haymaker Hattie. Follow Mike at Mike Bloom Type. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.